then some of the documents which you were giving out, there's no indication where they are coming from. We don't want to discuss documents from the moon. While you are here on Earth. Bonan, the document you have circulated, where are they from? Where are they from? Morning. Morning, colleagues, comrades, the department, and the other stakeholders. We need to start by apologizing that we were delayed. And as a result, this meeting starting at almost 30 minutes late. We hope that we'll be able to make up for the time which we've already lost, so that we finish the thing as anticipated on the 14th or before the 14th of September. But before maybe one start to go to the program for today, in terms of the document which have been circulated just now, there is this document which is talking about the Schedule 2 and 3. That one is from DPE, because we have requested that they must regulate it so that as we are dealing with the issue of scheduling, we understand them, that what is the difference and so on. The second one, which is on top, is saying Infraco B26-2007. Is from Eric Postcard, the Postcard document which the chairperson has been talking about. Then we've got the PTSMA, that one does not need any introduction. So those are the new documents which have been circulated today. I'm not sure whether we do have the new version from the department in terms of our Friday discussion, whether it has been already circulated. If not, I hope it will be circulated as we continue with the other issues. Just to zoom in.
Just one question, real quick. You started to open a document. I thought there was a merger between us and you.
Then, so the fourth one will be the one for comrade Utumisang's written comment on broadband in Infracopy. The name is there. So that will be the fourth document which has been circulated. But just to zoom into today's program, we remember that last week CENTEC was supposed to make a presentation and they could not due to other factors and time constraints. We promised that they will do that during the course of this week. And today is their time or their turn to make that presentation. But we must highlight to CENTEC that we are behind with 30 minutes already. So let them just zoom in into the issues which they want to highlight. No preamble and political statement. The Chief Justice Eunice will do the preamble and political statement. Thanks. Babutu.
Good morning. Thank you very much, committee members. CENTEC will be very brief in its comments, and the comments are aimed at correcting what was contained in DPE's PowerPoint presentation of the 22nd of August 2007. Am I too fast? So what we try to do in our additional inputs which we circulated is to clarify and correct what is contained in DPE's PowerPoint presentation on the 27th, in particular page 9. And page... page 19. What DPE said is that Santec is only in tier 2. That classification of tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3, Santec participates in all those tiers. If one could give a typical example, if they talk about the rural areas, we provide a lot of services in rural areas. As we speak now, the border post, the Bay Bridge border post infrastructure operates on Santec's network. It's in the rural areas where we provide that service. We provide services to a number of schools in rural areas. So what they have in page 19, it relates to one Santec product, which is My Wireless. What they extracted from the website was Santec's My Wireless product coverage area. In terms of Santec's mandate, is to provide connectivity in rural areas, and as we have made it here, our in page 3 of our additional inputs, the current satellite footprint of Santec is in Africa, in South Africa, and the entire African, some of the bulk of the entire African continent. Therefore, we've got points of presence in all the rural areas. So we just wanted to say to the members of the portfolio committee that Santec is not only in tier 2, Santec is not only in urban areas. But as the chairperson has indicated in the previous, that it's an issue that the shareholders need to talk about. Thank you. And when we come to the issue of exclusivity, we were just saying that Santec can work directly with Infraco, because Section 93(8) of the EPA does not allow for exclusivity. So we're just saying, you know, if entities could be allowed to interface directly with Infraco without going to a third party, that would be appreciated.
That's how short it was.
Yes, you know, we wanted to be brief and highlight the critical issues without delaying the time of the portfolio committee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thanks very much. I'm not sure whether members would like to raise the same issues with the Santec before we give DPE, or we must give DPE first to respond on what Santec is saying before we can go back to members. But if you can just respond before we discuss it.
Chair, our colleague Lisa is going to respond to that. Just in terms of general response, obviously we note the points raised by Santec. And yes, we concur there are matters at a shareholder level to be resolved in terms of the areas where the two entities play. But there may be some technical issues that Lisa would just like to clarify.
Chairman, we reread the document that the Santec presented last week with the title Additional Inputs to the Intracopy. And we concur with the chairperson of the committee that the recent information that is substantially new that is being raised. And in summary, I think the key issues that the Santec raises are the following. One is the issue of direct access to Infraco, which will have significant discussion when we're discussing exclusivity to NeoGen. I don't think we should actually go back to the issue. The related issue that they raise is that Santec raises, which we have in the GPE raised the upfront, I think our digital upfront about it. Related to the pass-through. Now, unfortunately, the problem of the pass-through of prices, unless you decompose it upfront and say which of the costs do we anticipate that they will not pass through from the wholesaler to the retailer, So we share the concern that Syntec has with respect to the pass-through. But unless it, you do a decomposition and say which of the costs, local costs, cost relevant to the exchange rate, is cost relevant to any other shocks that will come into the economy, which has direct relevance to telecommunications as an industry. Unless you do that, then you can have a sense whether the pass-through will be there or whether it will not be there. Because otherwise, as the segment goes on page 2, there's nothing that we can do about it. The second issue that I think we would note, taking into account the standard summary, is that our view is that there remains a very distinct a mandate that we see with respect to special projects of national interest, in particular, SANRAN, the SKA, and the credit can require. So that's the one issue that we want to make. And therefore, our view is that the market has not been able to bring sufficient bandwidth capacity, and therefore the state still feels the need to make the investment necessary. Thirdly, our view is that, as the document outlines, SANRAN provides services to certain departments in addition to the other services that it provides, which are relevant to broadcasting, to the post office, to schools and to education and to research. That's the detail that contains in the document. Our view is that the intervention of Infraco covers the whole of the economy, and we think that it's a necessary intervention for that reason. The last point that we still continue to make is that we are dealing here, that's why we say it's a strategic intervention, we're dealing with the market failure and the dominance of particular players that results in constraints to the overall economy. We would want to rehash that point so that it's understood. And therefore, in the bill, I think when we go through the bill again, some of the amendments that I think Sandra was going to speak to, we remain concerned with the fact that South Africa lags behind in terms of access to connectivity, but also with respect to cost of communication, of telecommunications in particular. And therefore, we think that it remains unacceptable that in terms of comparing with other countries, the cost of broadband in South Africa remains to between $1 compared with the average international benchmark, which is about $2.6. And we think that that's the macroeconomic challenge that we have to deal with. So we thought that let's deal with this issue within the framework, notwithstanding some of the concerns that the Syntec has raised about issues of pass-through and so on, but we can't guarantee pass-through up front. We can only evaluate pass-through down the line. Let me just stop there,
Chief. Members, Chief. Now you're right, that's where they are taking it new.
many other people have said. And that's an issue that lives or looming over the entire process. And I think the Christian must agree. One, that the laws, as you say, Rob, the EPA, Competition Act, and so on, whether the sun is zero calorie or anyone. Two is that there are aspects of a commercial transaction that are being negotiated over which this portfolio exists. That's not right. That's no shame. I mean, it's the issue between the executive and the public concern. But because there are implications for the firm, we will deal with it in our reporting process. To say that we do not want this firm to become the public of qualification, legal or other, I'll say. And so we appeal to the government and the OSI to arrive at a fair sort of transaction that does not jeopardize the implementation of a fair process. Substantially, so if you find the word, then they say that they agree and you agree. So that the answer is not the point. Perhaps you don't know these things then. You don't know these things that day. These are things that I've heard out of. So, we basically say in our report that we think that, as the Minister said, the EPA license will effectively mean that both PESIC and NeoTel will overlap by the provision of the license. So, this matter, as we do last week, will be resolved by the respective shareholders. So there will be a team for cooperation between the shareholders, the COC and the EPE, and that's the community where they are. But also, we are saying in our report that we want them to, as far as possible, cooperate and complement each other. There may be some kind of a meeting there, but there is more than one thing, there is a private sector meeting. That's fine. But for now, we would like them to cooperate. Mr. Dubey, I don't know that we can take this debate very much further as a portfolio contingency. Because some of these issues are really the prerogative of the executive. Since we have no power to in fact, if you know now, of course, your concern that you should be a Schedule 2 in principle of the division of Schedule 2, which is a outstanding policy matter for which purposes this section is based on the now, we will notice the report file. I have already spoken with the incoming chair of communication, but don't go to 25 years ago. I have already seen a bit of sensitive about the issue. And then, there's someone in here who will have to work with it. He will have to do his work when he did that for him. The new chair said, okay, I'll be pushing the review, which I'll assume shortly. By the way, you know, of course, I mean, this is just a little bit of work. What we will agree on is that I will continue to chair this committee until the 20th, which is the last day of this program, so that we don't swing from one committee to another spot in the middle of this year. Something like what I was going to say, Justice, she's finishing legislation there. And similarly, we have two bills. So we will seek to finish both bills and get on the next committee. We will have come to the format with the principle of Friday. And we will reach to the, we will have both votes on the table. Because after tomorrow, I don't see that you'll be forward to the principle. There's some negotiation taking place between various departments and the executive will come back to us. But then the committee is not supposed to do for us. Except to come to our own decisions on licensing filing and on scheduling. So basically, what we are saying is that this is our report to do. I don't know what else we get to. Maybe you should be confident that you can move on.
Chairperson, from Centec's side, we must say we really appreciate the way in which the committee has handled this matter, and it will be appreciated if it can be included in and noted in the report to that will be submitted. We understand that there's nothing much that the committee can do other than to note it in the report. We appreciate it.
One of the last things we should do is that we send to your incoming chairperson, a copy of our report, to tell them that they have won over the next. How things work out. And there's a lot of other things we value. So I think there's an often thing, oh, we can get it, we really don't want to do it. Fine. But if we are ready to this process, there is not discussion in this.
Do we have to say yes today? Do we have to say yes today?
God, let me say, God is thinking next week, we want to go 5 minutes, but maybe just say 5 minutes. What has happened is, we have made a link. The subcommittee is in the building, if you have a policy, if you come back to your Tuesday's licensing, it's changing. The link knows that we are not allowed to go to the political community in fact, yeah. But this is what I mean. The department has put kids next to those clauses that we've already adopted last week, they say Friday. We are not coming back to that conversation, right? Unless we have discovered something earth-shattering in you. So, Prophet Kulwani, who's in the overall study, will skip the ones that are kicked off. Except where we notice that department of accident or misuse kicked off something. I don't think it's this way. I don't think the as presiding as a senior department of accident. So I think it may be accidental. They kicked off something. Okay? So they say, no, we didn't do that. Then, I have those. They introduce new amendments. Strictly speaking, to avoid clutching the thing. The new amendment should be on the central government. But what they have done is they put the very new amendments that they came up with, which are not mentioned by the committee. They are welcome to take the central aid, but they refer to the parliament for not getting rid of this program. So, strictly speaking, the things they need money should not be there. They should be on a separate page. They look at the executive thought through some of the things you said in committee. And these are the new proposals we have. Okay, so now, what I want to say is that the green money, what's the point of notice? That the green doesn't come out in our document. So there are some things that should have been green that are not green. And all of us here are used to being kicked out. And various writers, Mashiri and so on, Mr. Dubin will be here regularly, and the department, the parliament joins the leadership committee to say, no, 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 that should be clean. So that's what we are writing. Any questions about policies before I hand it over to Mongi?
Chairperson, those clauses that's not been kicked off, are we still going to deal with each and every one of them?
Yeah. The way it's going to happen now, if you're going to go through those that are not kicked off yet, and Eric and our lawyer, and maybe the same law advisor or anything, to get the two of them, yeah? They will come in. Now, what do you ask our lawyers to do? As Parliament, I mean, the executive is human, it's our job to check the cross-referencing is correct. You can't expect us to go through the whole of the Expropriation Act. And at least one submission has come from ESCOM that says there's a section of the Expropriation Act that should have been included in this act that hasn't been. So presumably the lawyers will tell us all the cross-referencing are the correct cross-referencing. And in addition, what the department should have done is added this or this provision of the Expropriation Act or the Competition Act or whatever. That's what the lawyers are doing. There was a big clause where we haven't fixed up. Okay, are we all on board? And we've got a document now from the Tijuana, which is titled Legal Confidential. I'm not sure why it's confidential. Because it's a public document, it's the letter I see, the rest of the document. This one? It's not confidential.
Chair is confidential, I'm still questions you, then you decide what to do.
Yeah, all right. Well, we can't have this confidential, it's also meaning, right? And you can see he's done this work, whatever this confidential thing is, it's one of the things. Sorry? Talking of confidential, I don't know who I'm bad but I don't want to do that. But there's a lovely TV called Bakita One called Confidential. So by really like it, you have to cover it. And if you can really value the stupidity of my comment over the last 3 years,
they will still be exploited to be divided in Scotland. I keep fighting against it by keeping it in a situation to fall in number. That comes to South Africa.
The new version, which is the phase 3 working draft. As the chair has indicated that some of the areas we've already went through Friday and agreed upon, some were flattened. The first one which we need to zoom in, where the department needs to take us through is a long time. We will remember that Friday, there were issues raised by the state law advisor around the constitutionality of certain aspects, especially the issue for the licensing to put it in the long time. So we said they must go back and meet and come back and reflect on that particular matter.
Yes, with regard to the long titles, you will recall that the long title had reference to the transfer of assets, etc. We conformed the content of the long title to what is applied in other legislation. In other words, the wording of the long title is limited to basically the headings of the individual provisions in order to, you'll see, to provide for the main object of powers of Implica, the borrowing powers of Implica. So what we did essentially in the long title is we compared it with the content of the Act and or the Bill, and we ensured that all the substantive provisions in the Bill and the headings thereof are reflected in the long title. The advice from the state law advisors was to ensure that we have consistency in the long title, the preamble, and the objects of the Act and the objects of the Implica. And that's what we've attempted to do. And the only aspect which was not reflected appropriately was the issue of the main objects of and powers of the Implica and the borrowing powers of the Implica. That's why you find that
insertion.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. We have looked at the long title yesterday. We received it in the afternoon yesterday. We felt that everything we suggested to the department was in order, except to the issue of scheduling. I understand my colleague was talking about scheduling. We didn't make any suggestion regarding that because we felt it's just a policy issue from the department. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, Chairman, just in terms of consistency, the red insertion, should we not start the sentence to provide borrowing powers of Implica? Because every other one starts with to provide.
They are saying the English. They are running short of talking about the comma.
Chair, I believe that if we want to stick to this format, we have to apply the proposal by Mr. Karim that we should at least refer to including. However, my proposal is that we stick to the standard format of ensuring that all the main provisions or main headings we need to provide for. But the point is taken if you want to do it.
Okay.
Members, public.
Objects of the act that there were multiple, and in the case of the main object, he's applying the singular. In terms of taking forward a consistent approach in terms of the drafting rules of the State Board of Advisors, we're happy to accede to the advice of the State Board of Advisors, but that was the approach that we've taken. We believe that it's sound in terms of actually referring to one as opposed to multiple, but in law, certainly in terms of contract, quite often the rules of interpretation in the contract would refer to the application of the singular plural. So it's a matter of just determining what is the consistent approach, and we will comply with that.
Thank you, Jesus. Jefferson, I agree with your observation. I in fact looked at this bill literally during the early hours of this morning. And in fact, in an email which I sent to my office, I did say that once this process had been completed, I thought that we need to fix up the wording of the bill. Because we made a number of changes, and the documents which we received showed what had been added and what had been deleted and some of the formatting. And so with your comments in mind, Once we complete this process and agree on a draft, we will, if DPE and DOC don't mind, fix up the language in it so that it's consistent throughout. Because I think a lot of the language needs to be reworked, quite frankly.
Thank you. I wanted us to check this one so that we move, we know that we are done. It's just unfortunate because I don't get a clear response whether we have so we have to leave it hanging until the time when there's an agreement between the heads and so on. We can't take it off because it has been agreed upon.
No, just for our collective benefit, if the State Board Master can just perhaps share with us what the consistent approach is. I agree that once we've gone through the process, there would be some cleaning up. But I think it would be of collective value to know exactly what the what the approach is from the State Law Advisor's office with regard to this. He said he agrees with Mr. Karim, but were we then incorrect in referring to object, where there were the main object and objects? What exactly is the approach?
Are you able to respond?
No, it's not a major issue, but I think what Mr. Karim has pointed out is that we don't use some of the terms consistently throughout. He referred to various clauses now, and in that sense I agree with him. And that was an observation I had made in looking at the revised draft, and unfortunately I was only able to do that early this morning. But we will fix it up so that there is a consistency. Of course, what Swandra has said is correct. Sometimes you would refer to the single and other times the plural. But I think in this book, we can make certain that we use the language consistently throughout.
Can I just say one thing? It's partly also related to whether we got to the last object, the object, object. If you look at your 4.1, when it comes to it, it's more than one object there. So you have to break it down. So what is the content? I don't think it's the main object. In fact, the main object now that you've got what you've got there. So I would probably suggest, instead of that, then we're going to come back and new line of the list, put into the object. And can you convince us that it shouldn't be? In which case, in the four forms of identity, let's be consistent. The PMO, and I'm able to close the PMO, 4, 5, 6, 2, and 7, 1. Okay, so one of the things that I think the committee feels quite probably should be object. And we just want the PMO change to reflect that. If there's a strong argument against it, can we have that argument? And we're doing it in a subsequent, we're not going to come back here and do it and discuss it again.
One step further, just so that from our side we have no objection to it, so that if the committee is ready to adopt it, we certainly have no objection to referring to objects.
Okay,
let's
have 4.1, let's see what it's more than one, and then we'll come back.
Thank you.
Chairperson, whether we use the word object or objects, I mean the word object is the correct word to use in the bill. Whether it's now plural or single, that's a thing for the legal thing. But if you just look at the preamble, actually refer to the object, and then if you go to clause 2, then you refer to objects of the act, then you come to more things about the act. First one is just about broadband, it's an object, but the object is about the bill. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's quite correct as it says. But in any case, as you said, the legal people will say whether it's objects or just objects. The point is that we're getting correct.
The committee has a power to decide. And we, you know, we've done it before when we forced lawyers to do the user friendly. From 1994, we often even ran this thing called what? So I think we must agree with this, agree to disagree now, it's running out of time. Can I propose that we agree to disagree? Money doesn't agree, but the committee feels it's correct, it should be object. Hopefully there's a full well-being argument against it, will we change our view? Disagree on that.
A legal argument.
Yeah, what should be a legal argument?
Can
we move on?
Thank you.
From where I am, if that we take it off, provided there is a compelling argument. Then let's go to the preamble. There were issues around the issue of affordability and also whether including but not limited. Last time when debating around those issues, we're supposed to go back and come.
Chair, yes, again here in response to the advice from the state law advisors, in order to ensure that we consistently contextualize the objectives of the bill and the preamble in relation to the content of the bill, particularly references made to the absence of the wording affordable, affordability and access, and reference to the underdeveloped and underserviced areas being included in the objectives. We have therefore in the amendment to the preamble ensured that service areas without limiting access to unserved areas. And then the second paragraph remains, but in the third paragraph we refer to the objective to ensure that InfraCo has the necessary access to land and rights in land in order to give effect to its objective.
Thank you, Member.
Chairperson, I don't know if the word thereby is correct in the first sense. See, we're saying since the state intends to, we want to provide availability and affordability, including but not limited to underdeveloped and underserved areas. We want to do that as well as to provide for bandwidth requirements for specific projects of the state. The affordability and underserved areas have got nothing to do with specific projects of the state. For example, SKA.
You know, Peter, at all, but I must tell you, again, that is exactly what I think, sir. You are timing me, because thereby, what was the issue 72 months later? Yeah, to be passing away. That's why we're passing away. But the point is, Senator, that thereby is what it's just not like this. So what I want to suggest is, we have presented, to take out the thereby, and we have ideally, a PR person should have a system like a resident, a ring. You know, like a freedom charge of keys, you should have a rhythm. I don't know why he's just smiling there underneath his high open the head. Yeah, why don't you bring it up, sir? And make it, you know, instead of nearby, I think you carry it up. Since the state intends to ensure, or something like that, some people are hearing it, because find it. That the brand was required for specific projects of national interest. And they have an exception paragraph in that. It's not laughable. It's interesting music, but it's not laughable. There's interesting in the GPR that this is very intense to ensure. See, there's a nice ring. Thereby, this doesn't mean we can already come to know that we had about a first paragraph here. Now, we think this is completely safe to expand the availability and affordability of access. Now, maybe in the civil communication sector or something like that, you know, affordability of access, that's wonderful. But wouldn't it be data to say, since the state intends to expand the availability of, and what you need to say. Where might I be wrong? The second time I was reading it, I thought of another word in it, and I don't think it was the same word that I thought of elsewhere. Promoting and expanding. Expanding is like widening the language. So I'm expanding a better word. Growing. Promoting means something less than expanding.
They're saying is, we're not providing you with access. We're making it available to you. If you take available out, you're saying you will have access.
Yeah, but what you're doing is you're giving the
Chairperson Lloyd, what we just need and the portability of the course has been repeated in full.
One meeting, please. Your mic is on, and as we are talking or focusing, we are also connected.
No, sir, I'm saying to be that you can't access it if it's not available. So it has to be available for you to be able to access it. As well as under the rule, I mean, what's wrong with that formulation? That's what I'm trying to say. Availability is right there. Possibility is
right there. Order.
Access is right there.
The difficult is that we are both senior members of the organization and serving long in this parliament. So I don't know how to handle it except to request for an order. But maybe before DPE, your time is before DPE, maybe Comrade Chris, you want to
thank you, Chairperson. I think the way it is put there, I think it's
first of all, I think the first suggestion made by Eunice to separate or to delete thereby and to with the necessary introduction on the state intent to ensure, etc., that in the second paragraph on. We certainly concur with that. I think it improves it. So the second point raised was then with regard to the use of availability access to. My personal suggestion to the committee is that we try and follow through on the advice of state who advise in terms of consistent use. To my own mind, availability, well, access has no meaning if it's not available. I'm, from a legal point of view, I'm not too troubled by dropping the word availability. But I think we should, whatever the committee decides, should be in there in order to ensure that its objectives are being met, that it be consistent with the wording in 4.1. That's from our legal perspective what we would propose.
Thank you.
In fact, we wanted to emphasize the fact that InfraCo will not only be playing in underdeveloped and underserviced areas. Insofar as we wanted to emphasize it, we don't think that it's legally incorrect, and therefore we wanted to put forward that.
I won't die in the ditch about it, but it makes no sense to me. But it's why I think we do
so. I have a question and a question and an observation. Maybe the observation and the question. Eunice, just to help you on the including, our courts, and I think that's been DPE difficulty, have occasionally given a meaning to the word including, to be including things other than those things mentioned in the legislation. And sometimes it's given an interpretation to the word including as being the things mentioned in the legislation and the things included under the clause beginning with the word including and nothing else. In other words, it's limited the meaning sometimes and expanded it at others depending on the context. And so what I think DPE has tried to do, of course, I can't speak for DPE, is in fact to make certain that we don't limit ourselves to only underdeveloped and underdeveloped. Okay. Let's just to explain that. But what I grappled with, Sandra, DPE, is whether you were saying that the state wants to expand the availability and affordability of access to electronic communication networks and services to underdeveloped and underserviced areas. If that's the primary intention which you're trying to capture. And then, in addition to that, whether you want to include other areas as well.
Essentially what we wanted to say is that we wanted to promote access and affordability through electronic network and services as such. And then we wanted to emphasize the fact that that would also be available to underdeveloped areas and underserviced areas. Our concern was by emphasizing underdeveloped and underserviced, the fact that we would actually be providing services throughout the country may be lost. In other words, the particular reference to or emphasis on underdeveloped and underserviced may present a skewed presentation on where the areas where we will be playing. Insertion, including but limited, the intent behind it is nothing more than used as an example of where InfraCo will be providing services.
I'm sure the in-court has completed in terms of that we'll leave it as it is, but we need to get. We'll rework the other issues as a subcommittee, which need to be added on. But there's a minor issue here, which I just want to check with DPE. You have removed the broadband
In Israel there was broadband, which you have removed, and you have not explained why you removed broadband. So that one to say what might be your opinion.
Chair, here and throughout the bill, we try to remove terms that are not used in the Electronic Communications Act. Because this is not a Communications Act as such, we also didn't want to bring in new communications terms. So throughout we've tried to reduce the communications terminology to what is actually being used in the ECA. And this is not a specifically defined, that wasn't a specifically defined term in the ECA. So we removed that. Particularly also in response to the advice from both DOC and ICASA, that if Infraco is issued with a network license or a services license, those licenses are generic and are not necessarily broadband specific.
I'm sorry.
Yes. We are trying to align the ECA in terms of the utilization of the terminology and so on. The second paragraph under preamble, any issues to be raised? If none, we check it out. Sorry? I'm saying that the second line, we were dealing with the first one now. The second one on the second on the following page. If there are no issues, so that we check it out, so we don't come back to it. Member.
I concur with Eunice that is repetitive. Let me just explain that at the time that the original bill was prepared, our terminology and construct wasn't fully aligned with the ECA, and I think as a consequence of a number of changes, points of repetition in terms of what we wanted to establish was the fact that we were going to provide infrastructure primarily. So there's, as a consequence of a number of changes in the construct and the thinking behind the bill, I think some points of repetition and language would be problematic, and as we've agreed, we'll clean that up. But I certainly agree with you that it is repetitive here, particularly now that we have defined the object of Infraco as being with reference to network and services. I concur with you, I suggest we delete that.
We jumped in, she's got herself agreement on the issue. So what do you discuss? We keep on having removed it.
Remove and check out.
Words beliefs are lying to serve the electronic communication. No, to serve the electronic communication infrastructure back. So now we need a critical name.
I don't think we're not a problem.
Okay. What we'll do, it will read as follows. Since the state intends to acquire broadband InfraCo, PTY Limited and its electronic communication infrastructure, then from today you delete. You delete from there, so that it will say infrastructure to enable the state and so on and so on. So you delete from there until with.
May I have one day? Are you okay?
Man?
No.
Are you okay?
Okay.
You're here. And accepted. We are not coming back on.
Come on.
We've got the last one, which is new, was not there previous. Thanks.
Chair, yes, the last one, as I said, refers to the requirement of access to land and rights in land in order to maintain and expand its network.
Stakeholder. Take what? Parliamentary discussion. Any comment?
Thank you very much. I don't understand now on the last objectives. Why do we now use objectives?
Exactly.
Because earlier on, that's not a legal way to say objectives. Why do we have objectives?
Don't worry, it's a problem, you know. You can't handle
it. Hey, I think, let's be frank. We prepared this late yesterday, and it was just an error of our part. It should have conformed to either objects or objects. So, we don't want to.
Maybe before we proceed to definition and so on, if you can break for tea. 15 minutes. Which one?
The last one.
The last one, what done?
It sounds very awkward to me.
And since InfraCo will require access to land or rights in land in order to maintain and expand its network, why do you have that other in order to achieve its objectives?
Just a comment from my side. You know, I attended the other committees as well. Like, we have the legal person who can assist you very quickly on this, because we are not, as you said, we are not legal experts. We know what we want to say. They must give us guidance, you know, for us to sit here and say why this is this. Maybe it's in legal terms it needs to be that way, I don't know. But the legal people must speak up. They must not keep quiet here and say they don't agree to it, they can't agree this morning or last night late or something like that. They should be prepared when they come to this meeting. Otherwise they waste our time. Thank you.
6, 7, they work until 3 in the morning.
Say to advisors who come in on this one. Chairperson, yes. I did indicate to you that I got this very late, and I went through it, and I did indicate to you that I mentioned to my office that we must fix up the language so that we use terms consistently throughout, and I did indicate earlier that we will fix it up with DPE to make certain that we don't inadvertently change meanings of terms and words, but we can do that immediately we've agreed on the text.
Can you agree that we break for tea, and during that time we got it out, when you come back with that meeting? Thank you.
So the council, can we get tickets from the teacher? I'm really